If you're a social media user, you will almost definitely have seen these weird sort of cartoonish images of people that you follow popping up on your feed. They are absolutely everywhere, and they're created by a so-called magic avatar generator called Lensa. And we're joined now by Fevzi Turklap, who is a technology journalist, editor at gadgetdetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Pleasure.
So for those who haven't tried Lensa, what does it actually involve?
So Lensa is a photo editing app that's available on iPhones and Android phones, and it, amongst other things, it allows you to upload about 10 to 20 selfies of yourself. So image, head and shoulder images of yourselves in different backgrounds, different settings, at different angles. So it gets to know what you look like. And then it turns them into what it calls magic avatars, which are these highly stylized artistic images of you and different types of artistic style that it takes. And it just recreates them. And it looks very much like you, but maybe a better you in some cases, and one that people would want to put on their social media headings.
I mean, you say a better you. There have been some comments made that, first of all, it's making women look kind of cartoonishly sexy, let's say, or more closely fitting the what's considered to be the beauty paradigm. And also for people of color, it's lightening their skin. And this is something that I've noticed in the past as well, that if you ask your iPhone, for example, to make your selfie look better, it makes you look lighter. Why does AI do that?
Well, AI and cameras in particular have always had a problem with darker skins, in that there is sometimes harder to pick out the contrast. There are ways around that. And I think the reason why it's happening with programs like Lensa AI is because of the way that they work. Lensa AI uses a database of almost 6 billion images scraped from the internet. And by the way, that in itself is quite controversial. But they do that, and then they sort of meld the images with your images to try and make something new. And because they're doing that, then sometimes you get artifacts of the fact that they're melding images together, which may result in changes in skin tone. I mean, often the skins not only become lighter, but become, you know, as you said, like a comic book, you know, very, very glossy type skins. By the way, if you want to get away from the sexist element of it, when you upload your images, you can say that you are male, female, or other. If you're female, but you go for other, it's less of the boobs, frankly. So
okay.
It will make you look
a little bit more androgynous.
It will not accentuate the bosom because because it doesn't know whether you're male or female at that point. So that's one way around the problem.
Top tip.
And the other thing I'd say is, because this is not a free service, okay, so you pay $4, you upload between 10 and 20 images of yourself, and then back come about 50 of these magic avatars. Before you spend, you know, more money than that, then do that smaller quantity, see what you like, and also just choose images of yourself that you really like, because it will quite closely use those. So if there's a picture of you that you don't like particularly, or you've got an unfortunate look on your face or something like that, don't use it, because it will be replicated into these images.
Now, another app that seems to have caught the public imagination at the moment is ChatGPT. What's that? What does that do?
So ChatGPT is fascinating. It launched on Wednesday. So it's a creation of a organization called OpenAI. Elon Musk was one of the founders of OpenAI, and the rationale behind it was that AI has the potential to be an existential threat to humans, and therefore its development should be done in the open, and we should be able to see what they're doing. It shouldn't be done behind closed doors, and that's the whole ethos of OpenAI. Elon Musk is no longer on the board, but the organization continues. So on Wednesday, they created or launched something called ChatGTP. And ChatGTP is a chatbot that we can access online. I've actually got it online at the moment. And we can ask it questions. We can ask it to write poems or short stories or anything really. I mean, it's fairly versatile. It has some ethical boundaries. It doesn't like commenting on politics and current affairs particularly, but there are ways around that.
So what kinds of questions might you ask it?
Well, I did a test with it earlier. We asked it to generate a newspaper headline about Meghan Markle. And it did it. It said, Meghan Markle's royal wedding captivates the world with glitz and glamour. Mm-hmm. We asked it again. It came up with a different headline. Meghan Markle wows crowds with charitable work and stunning fashion choices. ChatGTP is fairly generous, I have to say.
Just more objective than many of the columnists in our tabloids, argue.
What I mean by that is it berates one if one is critical. It doesn't like people being critical and tells us about hurt feelings.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting because there is a history to this. And the history to this is that when you put these AIs out on the internet, Microsoft had one that unfortunately became very racist within days because it was learning from the people around it online who were baiting it, frankly. And it became quite a nasty piece of work. So they had to take it down. So,
well, absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you so much. Fevzi Turkalp there, who is technology journalist, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.